Against the Tide by Rosemary Aitken.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Summer, 1909. Chapter 1. As soon as the girls turned the corner of the lane late that gusty Cornish summer afternoon, they could see that the men were there again, leaning on the granite wall beside the gate. Dora knew some of them by sight. The Pollock brothers from the Silver Gull, red-haired and squat, somehow menacing in their thick jumpers and their trousers stained with salt. And also Dan Taylor and Marty Olds, who worked the cormorant, like as two haddocks on a plate, with their grizzled hair and beards, and faces tanned like old oak by the wind and sea. There were others that she didn't recognise, but you didn't need to know their names or boats to see that they were fishermen as well. Their fishing smocks and sea boots told you that. They were angry fishermen at that. Dora sighed. Why was it Father could never do anything the simple way and keep the peace? He'd been off sides with everyone for years because he would insist on fishing on the Sabbath, when others in the cove preferred to keep the day. Why should they beggars from up east have all the catch? He used to say. He'd braved it out, too, though he'd often had to sail right round to Newlyn to land the catch. He'd caught a good shoal once or twice that way, which had earned him money, certainly, but it had earned him the resentment of his neighbours, too. All that was when the twins were very small, though Dora could still remember just...